The Old Testament reading of God's Word in Scripture comes from the sixth chapter of Micah, the eighth verse. He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? The gospel reading from God's Word in Scripture comes from the 25th chapter of Matthew, verses 35 to 40. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick and in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are my members of my family, you did it to me. We welcome Rachel and Kirsten. Thank you.
He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? Okay, great. But what does that mean? How do we do justice and love kindness?
Actually, Kirsten, those are great questions. I decided to reference the Merriam-Webster, and things just got even more confusing because it defined justice as just behavior. Honestly, who does that? Define a word with the word.
Well, that doesn't help. What does just mean?
Based on or behaving according to what is morally right and fair.
Okay, so to do justice, we have to behave according to what is morally right and fair.
Yep, that makes more sense. When I think about the word justice, I think about social equality and taking action. Action to ensure everyone has their basic needs met.
Jesus did tell us to feed the hungry. That's a basic need. I guess we're doing that when we make food packets for Feed My Starving Children and make sandwiches for Dignity Center, prepare and serve meals for St. Stephen's Homeless Shelter, and help at the Groveland Food Shelf. It seems like our congregation likes to feed people.
Well, Kirsten, if justice means full tummies, I think we've nailed this one. In all seriousness, I did some research about disciples of Christ for a paper I wrote. One of the neatest things that I learned about our denomination is that our founders wanted to ensure that all people were welcome at God's table.
That's cool. Okay, so we're feeding people. How else are we doing justice?
You mean like clothing the naked, right? I know we brought a lot of clothing to Avenues for Homeless Youth and Harriet Tubman Center as part of our donations at Christmas time.
Yeah, and some of us are going over to Avenues to organize their clothing closet for kids who need clothes when they get there. And Rachel, did you know that the Grande Sale helps provide low-cost, gently used clothing to people in our community who need it?
I did not know that. Actually, I've learned a lot from being on the Outreach Committee. Since we're talking about keeping people warm, we should mention our work with the downtown congregations to end homelessness and our joint efforts to help people find housing.
Yeah, and besides helping people find housing, we've helped people maintain their housing with our mission trip to Detroit and our week of missions at our doorstep. So maybe doing justice means doing things to help all people have access to the basic human rights of food, shelter, and clothing. Okay, so what about love kindness?
All right, wait. Do you mean love and kindness, or do you mean love kindness?
Good question. Most translations say love kindness, but I have one Bible that translates it as show constant love. I know what love is, but what do you think it means to love kindness? And how do we define kindness?
Honestly, Kirsten, I do not know how these dictionary folks go about their jobs. Kindness is defined as the quality or state of being kind. Seriously? Another word defined with that word.
Okay, then what does kind mean?
All right, so of a friendly, generous, or warm-hearted nature, showing sympathy or understanding, charitable, humane, and considerate.
It sounds like loving kindness means showing concern for others. So that means going beyond meeting the basic human needs, but also ensuring human dignity.
So beyond full tummies, we're talking quality of life, right?
Yeah, like filling and handing out bags of grace, or like collecting backpacks for school children, and toilet paper for community emergency services, or also like collecting gifts, toys, and supplies for the people at Avenues and Tubman.
I get it. You don't need a backpack to go to school, but it sure makes it a lot easier if you do.
Yeah, I guess it boils down to treating people the way you would want to be treated, just like Jesus told us to do.
And not just doing it, but loving doing it.
That's right. Okay, so how do we walk humbly with our God? I suppose you looked up the word humbly.
You know I did, but this time I decided to save myself the frustration and go right to the base word, humble. Anyway, getting back on track. The meaning of humble is marked by meekness or modesty in behavior, attitude, or spirit, not arrogant or prideful.
Okay, so we're supposed to walk humbly with our God. To me, walking with God means we're following God's commandments and treating people with justice, love, and kindness. You know, the whole do unto others thing. So I guess this is telling us to do it modestly, without arrogance and pride.
It wouldn't make sense to treat people with arrogance or pride if we're trying to show justice and kindness to them. It's a lot like how people right here at First Christian are ministering to one another in so many quiet ways, right?
Yeah, when I think about it, many people in our church are serving with an attitude of humbleness or modesty. I'm thinking about all the people who work quietly behind the scenes to make sure we have bulletins on Sunday mornings, make sure everyone is greeted and has a place to sit, and that we have communion ready to serve every week, and even make sure we have snacks to eat after the worship service.
There we go, filling those tummies again. But it sounds like we fill a lot of things, like backpacks, boxes of clothing, and toilet paper for folks within our community. We identify and fill needs within our own congregation, like folding bulletins and preparing communion. We also fill a lot of hearts with love and support by calling on the sick and knitting prayer shawls.
But even though we're doing so much, it seems like there's so much more to be done.
Wait, okay, hold on, Kirsten. I think we need to switch gears for a moment. I know I'm an interactive learner, so I think we should change things up a little bit.
All right.
No, not exactly what I meant. But while we're talking about it, so many ways of our mission work. I thought we should take a moment and think big picture. How about give some other folks a chance to speak?
I agree. So we would like to ask all of you, what ideas do you have for additional mission work that we could be doing? What needs are there that we are not meeting? Do you have any ideas for new mission trips, mission projects? Think big picture, and I'm taking notes. Anybody? Yes. Yes, he was suggesting going out into the neighborhood and proclaiming God's word, and he said that he does that every week.
Should we have a mic for the folks who have things to
say? We can do that.
Sorry. So yeah, we're not trying to be like all supermodel-esque up here, but these mics are super sensitive and our hair bumps it. That's where you get that feedback. Sorry.
Okay. Other ideas. Think big. Think globally. International mission trips. Any ideas? Okay, international mission trips. I knew Lori would like that one.
Even greater collaboration with other people who share our commitment to justice and kindness and humility.
We used to have a ministry at First Christian Residence where we would offer worship services and visits to them. I wonder if there might be people interested in like long-term care or nursing home visits. A lot of people really hungry for company. If you have a pet, they'd love to have you bring your pet along. But just something to think about, just visits with elderly people who don't have many visitors.
Great. Do kids count as pets? They're therapy.
I was thinking kind of internationally, maybe something targeted like a silent auction that would raise funds for something like Kiva Loans, which provides money for women to develop their own businesses and start supporting themselves in third world countries.
I was thinking of beginning a parish nursing program. You're in visit with people that are to combine both the health, the ministry, and nursing aspect.
Hi. Laura, you and I were actually talking about this just very briefly the other day. This is a little bit small scale, but I was thinking it might be nice if we had like a Springhouse map so that if somebody were sick or had a new baby or had just a little sort of gap in their daily needs that you'd know like who your neighbors were that you could call and ask. That's great.
I was just thinking that as a part of the outreach to residents, we could bring music. That's something that I used to do. And I also sang once at the children's hospital, and that was a blast. The kids were so excited to sing along and play along. We brought instruments for them to play, and it was a lot of fun.
Along with the music, maybe having, since you're a 501c3 and probably need money, some kind of, man does not live by bread alone. Music is food for the soul. So something to do with your organization there.
Thanks for all your great ideas.
Yes, yeah, that is a great list.
And you probably are thinking of other ones, or maybe you'll think of something else later. So if you do, just please talk to either of us, or Pastor Lori, or Karen, or Pat Dunlop, who's also on our missions team. And we would be happy to hear any suggestions people have.
Or if you'd like to join our committee as well.
That's true.
Honestly, if you're curious just to see what our house looks like, from the inside or outside, we're starting meetings this month at our home to make it easier with people running around. So that could be a reason to come check it out. But anyways, you know, Kirsten, in doing that research for my paper last semester, I read our First Christian Church mission statement, and I really liked what it says about the body of Christ not being complete until all people are welcome at the table.
Yeah, there's one line from our First Christian mission statement that really sums up the work of our mission team. And it goes like this. In the spirit of Jesus Christ, who actively sought to minister to all people, we seek to serve the local and global community, especially where there is hunger, suffering, and brokenness.
thank you to all of you who helped fulfill this mission statement.
I'm excited about the future mission possibilities.
Me too.